Why modern masculinity means prioritizing men's health. What do the two have to do with each other? We're going to find out as we talk with Dr. Peter Graham, Chief Medical Officer at the Blue Care Network, on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here for our A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. It seems that men through the ages don't seem to take control of their health care as readily as women do. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement, Lucy. I think there are a couple things that contribute to that. You know, one, women tend to have more points in their lifetime, particularly during their childbearing years, where they're frequently in contact with physicians. And men, much past the time you get out of grade school, have had your school shots. And we don't see people again until they get into their 40s and 50s, which is problematic because there are things that we really need to be keeping tabs on. The other is that men tend to not want to feel vulnerable or like they're depending on other people and tend to avoid seeking help or seeking medical advice for that reason.
Yeah, the second reason is one I've often thought about in relationship to this topic, but the first one actually has a lot of merit. The fact that women at an earlier age, there are specific reasons to go to the doctor, whereas men can hold that off for a little while longer, at least they think they can. So has that changed in terms of modern times and what we consider modern masculinity today?
I'm hoping it does. We see kind of mixed evidence on that. I think one of the few silver linings that came out of COVID is that at least in terms of behavioral health, a lot of men seem a lot more willing to get help now when they need it. Still not enough, but more than did, you know, say 10, 15 years ago. So maybe catching up, but still could go a little faster.
Okay. So men should really care about routine health screenings like women often do. Let's talk a little bit about that. Why is that important for men as well as women?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we all kind of intuitively understand the notion that generally speaking, when you catch problems sooner, you can do more about them positively or limit the amount of consequence. So sooner, generally speaking, you get things screened out, the better. So when we talk about screening, you know, we tend to think about a few kind of common things. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, not very sexy, but really important. And you know, we all know that heart disease and associated cardiovascular disease, one of the leading causes of death and disability in the United States. So really important for men to know that. Mental health and depression, which I just said, you know, part of screening is checking in on how are you doing mood-wise and problems like that that can be better dealt with when they're small rather than big problems. And obviously cancer screening, which is really important. We're seeing a lot more colon cancer, particularly in younger people, both men and women. So that alone, plus prostate cancer screening, skin cancer screening, other things like that, really good reasons to get yourself checked up.
You know, I'm really glad you brought up mental health because I think that we often think of men as just having to suck it up and to be a man and that whole issue of masculinity, that you can't be vulnerable, which isn't true, but it tends to manifest itself as, you know, the image we have for men out there. And that can compromise a man's health when that's going on.
I think that's very true. And, you know, as a wise mentor put it to me once long ago, I said, you really can't be much use to anybody if you're dead. So you really got to take care of yourself. And, you know, as strong as you want to be, you got to fix yourself first.
Yeah. All right. What about testosterone? And we know that it does go on the decline as men age. How does that look and why is that important?
That's also a great topic. Thanks for bringing that up. Because it's one that is important, one that a lot of men deal with and aren't willing to talk about, including to their physicians, let alone admit it to themselves. So I guess I preface it by saying to any of the men listening out there, I promise you, your doctor has heard it before. They're not going to judge you. They won't hold it against you, no matter what you come up with. So it's kind of natural for all of us, much past those of us who are men, that is, much past the age of 40, we begin to lose about 1% of our circulating testosterone every year. Now, as long as it stays kind of in a relative range, that's usually not a huge issue, but you can begin to notice some things relative to it. Or if you begin to notice, then there are kind of cardinal symptoms to it. I term it as kind of like the male version of menopause. It's kind of estrogen dominant type symptoms, things like obviously reduced sex drive or libido is one of the first things a lot of men notice, or trouble with erections. By the way, erectile dysfunction is a good reason to talk to your doc. It's kind of like the flashing check engine light on the dashboard of your car.
Yeah.
Well, it can also indicate circulatory problems and other things that you really want to make sure somebody has helped you sort out. Feeling tired, fatigued, low energy, losing muscle mass, losing body hair, incidentally. That's another, you know, a lot of men kind of blast past that one. Not talking about like losing your hair going bald, which thank you very much. I'm part of, but, armpit hair, groin hair, things, places where normally have quite a bit. If you notice it's starting to thin out, that's not really normal. You shouldn't see that. Trouble concentrating, trouble to sleep, hot flashes, things that you know we typically associate with female menopause. So if you start feeling those kinds of symptoms, it's worth getting it checked out. Very easy to check out.
Dr. Graham, I didn't know men could get hot flashes. What's the science behind that?
Yeah, very much in brief and important thing to understand, men and women both have circulating testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. It's just the proportions are very different.
Right.
Men tend to have much more testosterone. Women tend to have much more estrogen until menopause, and then it lowers down a little bit. So when men get into situations where that testosterone level drops, it's not really that the testosterone drops so much as that the estrogen gets a little bit high. That can also happen to men with some treatments with prostate cancer, for example, where we chemically block or interfere with testosterone. So men do get hot flashes. It does happen.
Wow, that's wild. We're talking about modern masculinity and prioritizing men's health with Dr. Peter Graham, Chief Medical Officer at Blue Care Network through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. So what can men do to address testosterone decline then? What is the solution to that?
Yeah, important points. First and foremost, a lot of causes of testosterone decline don't necessarily mean testosterone replacement. I want to make sure people are clear on that. There are some cases where that's really important, but there are risks associated with that too. So we don't like to willy-nilly put people on supplemental testosterone. So basic things you can do, a lot of them sound pretty simple, but they help. Staying physically active. Exercise seems to help maintain testosterone, aerobic exercise especially. Maintaining healthy weight. The more adipose tissue you carry, it tends to be what we call estrogenic. It tends to diminish the effects of testosterone. Sleep, and I cannot emphasize this one enough. Your body really depends on a good, I know we've talked about that before, but a good night's sleep is really important to kind of your normal hormonal cycles, including things like cortisol. When you're getting, 3-4 hours of sleep a night routinely, you knock that all to flinders, and your testosterone just is not going to be where it needs to be. Not smoking really helps a lot, and managing stress, last but not least, that's a really important thing for men to do.
All right, men, you've now got your marching orders on how to stay healthy, especially as you age. And for more information, you can go online to ahealthiermichigan.org. Wonderful information on that site, ahealthiermichigan.org. Our thanks to Dr. Peter Graham from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, where he is Chief Medical Officer with the Blue Care Network. Thank you so much, Dr. Graham. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.